lot of things and break it down and, you know, realize that the game probably could have been a different spot. But at the end of the day, you know, the way that, you know, we've been talking about it is go win the game. And we had to get a stop on defense. We went all the way to the 1 yard line. We got that stop. Tyleek goes out. We got to, you know, send, you know, K Mac in the game and a few other guys to get that stop. And then, you know, we get the ball back there, you know, with over 4 minutes to go. And was it over 4 minutes to go? Yeah. And was that what it was? Yeah. And to finish that drive the way we did, I think is just going to springboard our physicality, our toughness as we head into the back half of the season. But these guys want it. And one of the things we talked about, the, you know, this week was that, you know, in life you're going to have these opportunities where you got to go will yourself to win, and you got to go take something, you got to go find a way to get that thing done, whether it's, you know, for your family, in your career, or in the game of football. And our guys did that today. They did, and I'm really happy for this team. I'm happy for the seniors, and I think this is going to springboard us moving forward.
Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
I don't think it's overstating to say it was a crossroads coming into this game. How important was this win?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, Bill, that, you know, we were at a crossroads. You know, this was a big game for us. You know, we didn't really want to publicly say that, but we said that behind closed doors. And this is a big game for us for a lot of reasons. And, you know, to get a top five win like this on a road in a tough environment, you know, moving Donnie over to left tackle. And, you know, we felt like, you know, going into this game, it was going to be a difficult environment. We knew we had to win the rushing yards. Obviously, the turnover battle was going to be big. And then, you know, X plays. And so we had to really focus on those things. But at the end of the day, we had to find a way to get a stop and get that extra first down or score. And that's what it's going to come down to. And so I think this is going to build us moving forward. But for our guys to get this win is going to go a long way. And, you know, guys came back on this team for a reason. It's to go, you know, win the rivalry game, win the Big Ten championship, and win a national championship. And so along the way, you know, I think there was this conversation about the expectations and all those types of things. And I said to the team, there's no great accomplishments that happen without going through adversity. It's just the truth. You don't just walk into a season and think you're going to go reach your goals. It doesn't work that way. That's just not the way life works. And so you get backed up against the wall, you got to respond. And that is life. So all of our goals are in front of us now. And we've been through a lot. And now we have to continue to build as we head into the back half of the season. But you know, I can tell you, coming out of that locker room right there, there's a lot of guys in a room that are excited. Probably the most animated locker room I've been in a long time. And so now, what are we going to do with it moving forward? But we are going to enjoy this tonight. Coaches, players, staff, everybody involved, because this was a moment that we have to, you know, enjoy, because a lot of work that's been put in for this game.
Over to the right, Dan Holt, 11 Warriors.
Ryan, just this defense, to have its backs against the wall in that situation and get that goal line stand, what kind of springboard do you think that can be for this defense the rest of the year?
Well, I mean, think about last week. We had it on the one, and then we get the interception by Igbinosin, you know, going at the end of the half, and then you add this one into it. I mean, you know, so it shows you that there's a grit, there's a toughness, there's a never give up, give me an inch, I'm going to defend it type mentality. And you got to give Jim and the entire staff credit on defense for their preparation going into this game. Penn State does an excellent job of changing formations, motionings, different looks. You know, they got Warren back there at quarterback, and, you know, looks like he's about in on that play. And they, you know, he's just short, and we found a way to get the stand. So, you know, but it comes down to the players. You know, coaches can put you in a situation, but the players got to go do it. They did it, and I'm proud of them.
Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Obviously, it's been an interesting, I think, past 10 months for Carson. Obviously, having a job last year, losing a job this year. What did you guys see in him this week of practice that put him in a position to be ready? And where are you seeing him from the development standpoint over the last
time? We went with experience. That was the decision we made. In this environment, we went with experience. Now, I don't know what he's going to grade out at, but you didn't notice him much. And that's a good sign for a guard when you don't notice him much. So we'll get on the film and see how he did. But I think his experience paid off, and he was a big part of this win today.
Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Brian, you talked about an animated locker room that may be one of the most animated you've ever been when that game closed out. I know you don't like to listen to the noise, but for you personally, was there justification in terms of the way you've always talked about toughness? You talked about closing it out. Defense did it. Offense did it.
Yeah, I think so.
Can you just expand on your emotions at that? Was it relief? Was it, what was it?
Yeah, there's a lot there to probably unpack that I'm not going to get into all of it. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes with being the head coach at Ohio State. And you can say ignore everything that goes on, but your players read it. Your coaches read it. Your staff members read it. Your families read it. And, you know, you got to stay strong in those moments. But that entire team, our families, they all believed. And so to go do that and accomplish that, what we did today in this game in a top five victory, it feels good right now. Now, we still got a lot of football ahead of us, but yeah, right now it feels good. And I'm proud of our team, and I'm proud of our coaching staff.
Yep, folks, we're going to have players outside the back of our locker room here momentarily. Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Ryan, I don't know how much you heard of Will, but he was pretty emotional coming off the field and here.
Yeah.
Just what did he give you bouncing back from two big mistakes to seal it at the end with the slide there, which felt kind of justified after the order?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think of it like that. I thought he was just going to continue to run. But what he gives us is a toughness at quarterback, and having him as a weapon running the ball, you know, I mean, you saw the run that he had when the ball squirted out. I mean, that was a really executed play, really well executed play. Trevion had an unbelievable block on that play, so it was like it was gut wrenching because it was so well executed. And guys were getting after people and finishing everybody to the ground, and the ball squirts out on the 1 yard line, and it's literally like taking a shot right to the stomach. But there's nothing you can do. You got to regroup and keep playing, and that's a sign of somebody who is resilient, who's been through it before, and he willed it to happen. You know, he did. And he had a look in his eye all week that he was not going to lose this game. You know, whether it was because it was a top five team or it was from the state of Pennsylvania and a place that he grew up wanting to be a Nittany Lion. I think all that probably played into it. You know, he just refused to lose, and that mentality, you know, helped us win today.
It's going to be a final question for Coach Tim May. Let him enroll.
Yeah, Brian, you've been in a game with so many key, crazy, game-turning plays. I mean, the ball, like you say, coming off of Will Howard's knee there and goes out of bounds, touchback. But Quinchon, David Mendoza gets a holding call or pass interference call. Play.
Gets a pick.
One of the most crazy interceptions you've ever seen. Just put that in your perspective.
So I went last night at the hotel, I went back through and I picked out probably 50 plays from the game 2 years ago here. If you remember that first half, that was almost as crazy. And I said to the guys at halftime, I don't know what's going to happen, but there's going to be a score. And it's probably going to be around 14-10, 17-14. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And it was like, you know, you get to halftime and you're like, whoa. It was the same way, if you remember, 2 years ago. And then even in the second half, there was craziness. And then JT got a bunch of turnovers and the game flipped real quick. So we were sort of prepared for a crazy game that way. It just happens here against Penn State. And we're going to go back and look at ways that we felt like maybe we could have won by multiple scores and all that. But ultimately, you got to go win the game in the fourth quarter, regardless of the score. So that was another one of those crazy games.
Great. Coach, thank you very much. All right.